Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. If you're looking for an individual that definitely has a testimony, I think our next guest is someone you want to be locked into. Recording Artist 5 is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about the message he's been able to share in his music, but how his own life has been transformed and how he's helping other people to realize how true freedom can be theirs. In fact, he actually has a single called Freedom you guys will be hearing here featuring Cam. We're going to tell you guys not only how you can support the music as well as, of course, how you can stay in contact with Five as well. But Five, hello to you and welcome to the program.
How you doing, man? I'm honored to be here, man. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine, man. I love this song, and we're going to be getting into Freedom a little bit later, man, and letting our listeners know how they can support it. But, you know, I want to talk about this journey that you've been on, because I think, you know, the biggest successes, Five, are those that really know what it's like to go through and to come out on the other side. And as the song Freedom helps us understand, you are a poster child, I think, for that message, I think, of being able to really break free. What has it been like for you to use your life and to use what you've gone through as a testimony for others?
Man, it's just been incredible, man. You know, man, I'm just a vessel, man, and I thank God for choosing to use me in such a way, man. But, yeah, man, the testimonies I get from people that hear the music, you know, man, really encourage encourage me to keep pressing, man, and keep doing what God has called me to do, man. So, yeah, it's definitely been incredible, man. You know, I heard someone say, from meant to ministry, you know, from crack to the church, man, and that's exactly, where the Lord brought me, man, when he instantly rehabbed, man.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that November day a little bit later, Five, because you referenced it in the single. You know, so for you, as you think about, you know, the vehicle for you, and I think we all have it, and I think this is what I really want my listeners to appreciate, Five, is that maybe it's not music for you. Maybe it is a totally different platform, but for you, it is music. That is the way that you have been able to touch people and to really reach people, I think, especially the younger generation, which we'll talk about. When did you recognize the initial gift of music for you?
Man, you know, I've always had a love for music, no matter what kind it was, man. You know, that's how I used to get by, man. And I tell people all the time, man, you know, hip-hop kind of raised me and, you know, taught me to do some things I shouldn't have been doing, but, man, I've always had a love for it, man, but I never pursued it, you know what I'm saying, like, as something I wanted to do, man, in life, man, until God called me into it, you know, about 8 months after he saved my life, man, and, you know, it was that moment, man, when a friend of mine, who's a believer, man, he brought me a beat he had made, and he was like, man, I feel like God was told me to get this to you, so he gave it to me, and 30 minutes later, I had written my first Christian rap song, and it was, I was putting things in there that I don't remember memorizing, or, you know, verses and stuff I don't even remember memorizing, and, you know, I was like, man, I prayed, I was like, God, is this what you want me to do? And, man, I got the answer, and ever since then, man, all I know is to go and do what he called me to do.
Exactly. And, you know, that call is something that is not always easy to accept. I think, you know, we all, and we talk about it on this program all the time, Five, that we all have gifts. But with those gifts, of course, if you embrace the gift, you realize that the responsibility comes with it and that you are accountable. You know, you talk about in the single Freedom featuring Cam that, you know, you kind of she's the reference of shackles, of being almost being imprisoned. And there were different things that you were imprisoned to. You know, we talk a lot on this program. I remember Erica Campbell when she was on a couple weeks ago. We talked about her single Help and how she was really transparent about things going on in her life and her marriage and all of that. You're really transparent in this single Freedom as well. Was that an easy decision for you to make to kind of let us in as the world, let us into really what has been, you know, the tests that have made your testimony possible?
Oh, man, it was a no-brainer, man. You know, actually, when I got that beat, man, and I got the hook from Cam, man, it was like, man, the Holy Spirit just took control, man, and just that song came out, man. It's probably the fastest song I wrote on the album. And, man, it was just a no-brainer. It's just like, man, you know, freedom, man, what is freedom? And, man, Jesus Christ is freedom. And if I can let some people in on, you know, my life and what God took me through to get me to, you know, they can understand that if he can do it for me, that he'll do it for anybody. And he's wants
right.
to do it for everybody. You know what I mean?
Exactly. We're going to talk about that point, that exact point here in a moment. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with recording artist Five. We're talking to him not only about the life that he has been able to live today, being a living witness, I think, for others as to what's possible, but also the album you heard him reference, Ain't Supposed to Be Here. The single we're going to be hearing is called Freedom, featuring Cam a little bit later here. You know, it's funny, I did not know your story, I have to say, Five, before I actually listened to the project. And then I realized you and I have something in common. I, myself, I'm a suicide attempt survivor. And I was listening to that song, Freedom, and you talk about, you know, that became one of the things that you got to thinking about. Was that the way to freedom? Of course, you were able to discover another way, and that leads me to what you talk about in the single that we'll hear about that day in November. You prayed to God, and you said to God, I need your help. If you're real, don't let me do this by myself. How did you get to that place where you realized that, you know what, if you were going to live, if you were going to make it, that you couldn't do it by yourself?
Man, it was a long road, let me tell you that, man. You know, I kind of think of it as, you know, there's a story in the Bible, the parable Jesus tells about the prodigal son. You know, it was a wild, man. You know, I was raised, you know, in a church home. You know, my grandmother, you know, since I didn't have a father, my father left when I was 3, man. And so me and my mom and my brother moved in with my grandmother, and we lived with her all our lives. You know, until we graduated and whatnot and left the nest. But, you know, me and my grandmother, man, she's one of the most devout Christians I've ever known. And you know, we were made to go to church as children. But, you know, as I got into high school, man, I made my own decision consciously not to go to church and just to do my own thing. And, you know, of course, ended up getting addicted and all that kind of stuff, man. But, you know, it got to the point, man, where I was on meth, man. It had elevated from cocaine to crack, you know, from weed to cocaine to crack to meth. And I was on meth, man, and I would find myself in the Word. For some reason. And even while I was doing it around all these other meth heads and stuff, man, I was in the Word reading, and they would just think I was weird, man. And, you know, it got to that point where, you know, I started to see things, man. My eyes would open up to the spiritual and, the war that's going on in the spiritual, man. And I knew for some reason if I was in that Word that I would be safe. And it was November 7th, man. It was about 5 in the morning, man. It was a Sunday. I heard a voice playing as day tell me to get to church, and I told my brother, and I said, man, I got to go. I have been drinking, smoking crack. I have been up on meth for about 7 days probably, man, and I called my cousin. I was like, man, we got to get to church. It was an hour away, and we got to the church, man, and when I walked in, like, my aunt, who was the pastor of my church, man, it was as if when she looked at me and she smiled, it was as if God himself was smiling through her, you know. You could just feel it, man. And I walked up to the altar, man, and I just said, man, I spoke a couple of words, man, and, you know, that prayer, Lord, you know, I had been praying that prayer, you know, as I was going through this stuff, but then when I walked up to that altar, man, all I simply said was, Lord, I'm done. And instantly, in that moment, man, every chain of iniquity was broken, every desire to want to do any drug, anything. And in that moment, I heard God, I heard the voice of God, and he said, show the world my grace. And that's why I do what I do, and that's why I'm going out and sharing this story, man, and just letting them know, man, that, you know, God is real and Jesus lives, you know, and he's still in the delivering business. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, and that's basically, man, where it came to that point. That one night, man, I had been up and just like, man, you know, I had lost everything. My wife had decided she didn't want to be with me no more. We weren't married at that time, though, and she took my son, and, you know, everything came down, man, and it was either you know, look, man, I've attempted suicide many times in my life, but this is the time I was really like, yeah, it's about to happen, you know. And then, man, you know, something just told me, call on the Lord, and I did, man, and he saved me. So
yeah,
I'm here today to testify about it.
Yeah, which I think brings a whole new meaning for our listeners as to the title of the project, you know, Ain't Supposed to Be Here. You know, I think, mm-hmm. you know, I tell people, Five, there are some things that I definitely cannot do right, and suicide was meant to be one of them. You know, and I think that, you know, that we all have a purpose. And I think to realize that, and I look back at my life, the last time I tried was now, you know, oh boy, I've been almost 20 years. And I think to myself, you know, all the things that God could not have used me to do if I had been successful, and why the enemy wanted to take me out, because he already
yep.
knew. And I
yep.
think that is the same for you. I mean, he already knew what God had in store for you, and that's why he wanted to be able to take you out. So we've been talking about this song. For those who have not heard it, here is Freedom featuring Cam. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Five right after this.
He was only 3 years old when his pops walked out the door. Didn't want to man up, so he chose to go. So now his child's supposed to grow without a father, and that right there can be harder than trying to breathe underwater. And that decision that was made that day would come to affect his child in a major way. He left and stayed away and left the home so broken. At the age of 10, the child picked up the pipe and started smoking. So marijuana became his best friend, and it wasn't much longer till porn crept in. See, he was trying to fill the void in his life, trying to find love he thought was null and void in his life. He was annoyed with his life, so suicidal thoughts began to fester. He started wondering if he was dead, would it be better? I mean, at least then he would finally be free, and maybe freedom was the place that he could finally see.
Maybe we can run away to a place where there are no chains, where real love never fades. I wanna go to freedom.
I wanna go
to freedom.
Graduated high school, but honestly, to tell the truth, he's just a high fool. And we smoked an elevator to sniff in some lines. He on a dead end street, too blind to read the signs. And in no time, the coke became crack, the crack became meth, and now the meth got him trapped. Now he wrapped up in some chains, a slave to the same things that he thought would fill the void, free his mind and take away the pain. And now freedom is seen so far away, and he contemplates suicide each and every single day. He feels he's all alone in a world where no one cares, and the weight of the iniquity is far too much for him to bear. Yeah, but in the midst of the liquor and dope, one day he picks up the Bible and in it finds hope. And he prays this simple prayer: God, I need your help. Lord, if you're real, please don't let me do this by myself.
Maybe we can run away to a place where there are no chains, where real love never fades. I wanna go to freedom.
I wanna go
to freedom.
Than he's ever been. He's living proof that Jesus saves, if you need evidence. Cause ever since he prayed that prayer, ain't nothing been the same. Jesus came, filled that void, renewed his mind and took the pain. Every chain that held him down, legs broken on the ground. He is no longer bound, amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Was lost but now he's found, old things have passed away, and he became a new creature on that November day. And just to clarify, so you can clearly see, the person that I'm talking about is who I used to. Never choose to live to show you he who can set you free. Come follow me.
We're finally in freedom.
There you have Freedom by Five featuring Cam right here on Conversations Live. We'll be telling you here in a moment how you can get not only that single, but also the whole album here for yourself. We're joined back with Five as we're talking to him not only about the ministry that he's been able to use through his music, but also the message that you just heard in that single, Freedom, and why that's something that's resonating with people. You know, all things happen for a reason. I really believe that. Five, and you know, your story is one that will resonate with so many different people, I think, for two reasons. One, because it shows you can't judge a book for it by its cover. You don't know what someone's gone through just by looking at them. So, you know, people can't automatically say what your, you know, testimony is just by looking at you. But when they get to know you and get to know where God has brought you from, I think that is the thing. The second thing I thought about when I was listening to the song that time is that, you know, we all are searching for something, and we all know that there's a hunger inside of us. Unfortunately, we try to fill it with different things. As you know, you had your thing. Other people have their thing that they're using to try to fill that place. What would you say to people, though, Five, about the importance of realizing that the only thing that's going to really satisfy them is having that relationship with God?
Man, I would say, man, you can look at me and know that I'm living proof, man. I tried marijuana. It didn't set me free. I tried cocaine. It didn't set me free. Crack, meth, none of that set me free. But on November 7, 2010, I tried Jesus Christ, and I've truly been free ever since. And, you know, his word says, when the Son sets free, it's truly free indeed. And, man, that couldn't be a more true statement, man. It's so awesome to know the freedom that we have in Christ and through Christ Jesus. So, yeah, I would just tell you, man, you don't know freedom unless you've tasted of the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Right. Exactly. Now, as I mentioned earlier, that single is from a project that I think a lot of people can relate to, Ain't Supposed to Be Here, especially, you know, when people look at the different things that they've been delivered from, the different situations that could have easily taken them out, to realize that there is something that is keeping them here. The other singles on the album are just as powerful, you know, as people are going through, being able to realize that it really is touching them where they are. What do you hope people, though, are able to know from this conversation, Five, about not only about this album Ain't Supposed to Be Here, but also that what God did for you, he can also do for them?
Yeah, man, I just want to let you know, man, that you might be out there feeling like, you know, nobody cares about you. Believe me, I've been there. You might be feeling like you have no one in this world, but let me tell you something, man. Jesus Christ is there, and he's always been there. And, man, his open arms are a door to the Father. Man, he's waiting on you to make that move. And, you know, he loves you more than you could ever know. He gave his life for you. Man, I'm living proof of that, man. I'm from a small town called Earth, Texas, population 1,000. I was actually the only black kid in high school, you know, all 4 years, from when I was a freshman to when I was a senior. And, man, just Ain't Supposed to Be Here, man. God just showed out, man. Actually was able to peak at number 39 on Gospel Billboard charts, and also reached number 28 on iTunes. And it's nothing, none of by my doing, but it's all because of Jesus Christ and his call and what he called me to do, and me just being obedient and listening to his voice and knowing that this is the best place for me. Even though I ain't supposed to be here, this is the best place for me. And I just want you to know that in his arms is the best place for you. You know, it wasn't the nails that held him to the cross. It was his love for you. Even if you were the only person on this earth, he still would have went to that cross just to reconcile you to the Father, just to save you. And just know that there's people out here who care about you, man. I am definitely one of them. If you're going through and you hear this, man, I'm always good about putting my number out there. My phone number is 806-673-8020. If you're being tempted by Satan to maybe go back to drugs or to do drugs, or if it's anything, if you need prayer, if you need anything, if you just need somebody to talk to, my phone is always available 24/7, because this is what I've been called to do, and this is what I love to do. I tell people all the time, man, I got the greatest job in the world, man. I get to care for people. I get to love on people. I get to do what I love to do. And most importantly, I get to lead people to our Creator, to Jesus Christ. And, man, if you need someone to talk to, I'm always here. So, and you know, just love you guys and just know that there's people out here who really do care about you and care for you and want to see you succeed in life.
Exactly. And again, you know, there are so many people, I'm so glad you said that, Fives, there's so many people that don't know what that's like to have someone genuinely care for them. So it's good for them to hear that. Again, everyone, recording artist Fives has been our guest. The album is Ain't Supposed to Be Here. It's available right now through our partner at Amazon.com, as well as, of course, through iTunes. You just heard Fives mentioned there. Of course, you can also get just that single featuring Cam, Freedom, for 99 cents on both of those sites as well. Fives, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and keep up with all the great things coming up for you?
Yeah, you can go to my website, which is IAM5IVE.com. That's IAM5.com. Man, you can keep up with me right there. All my music videos, music, concert dates, all that good stuff, man. Places where I'm going to be ministering at. I don't just do music, I also speak as well. So, man, any of that, man. And you can also, if you need someone to come out to your event and you're looking for someone, I'm always available. I have a booking sheet on there as well. So, man, Cyrus, I thank you so much for having me, and it's been an honor, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, man. Well, the honor is definitely all ours, man. It's a great testimony, I think, a great encouragement for all of us, no matter where we are, to know that there's nowhere that God can't reach us. So congratulations to you, Five, and looking forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Amen. Likewise, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, more than welcome. Again, everyone, that was recording artist Five joining us here for the first time. Make sure you guys are staying in contact with him, as well as get the album. It's out right now, Ain't Supposed to Be Here. Great album, great single we heard here, Freedom, featuring Cam. Again, you can get it on Amazon, iTunes, wherever you get your music digitally. Make sure you support as well as spread the word. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Five, don't worry. You can catch the link here about 5 minutes after we go off the air by going to our radio website as well as through our social media pages. I'll give those out to you. You can head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We actually tagged both Five's Facebook fan page as well as his Twitter handle there, so you guys can follow him, stay in contact with him, click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you find there. I want to thank our good friend Kellen Cash for setting up this conversation with us today, and also want to thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.